Chapter 24. Got any bourbon? The British Embassy is located on Massachusetts Avenue, in the northwest area of Washington, D.C. The original ambassador's residence was built by Sir Edwin Lutyens and faces the street, and in front of this imposing building stands a striking statue of Winston Churchill. The central embassy building, however, is far newer and decidedly less impressive. The car pulled up to the main gate as a British security officer came out of the small, discreet gatehouse. "Good evening. How may I help you?" Jack leaned across from the passenger's seat. "Evening. My name's Jack Castle. I'm here with Lisa Reynard and Marcus Nelson. We're expected. May I have your IDs, please?" After collecting the documents, the guard retreated to the gatehouse. Lisa watched as the man made a phone call. Returning to the car, he handed back their documents. "No need to sign in, sir. You are indeed expected. Through the gate, please, then to the left of that building. Someone will be there waiting for you. Have a nice evening." "Thank you," said Nelson, as the gate slid open. The colonel stopped the car under a covered parking area next to the building. A side door opened and a casually dressed man in his 30s emerged. "Jack Castle?" Jack offered his hand. "I'm Castle." The man smiled and shook hands. "Hello, I'm Andrew Gibson." "This is Lisa Reynard and Colonel Marcus Nelson." "A pleasure." Gibson lingered over the handshake with Lisa. "Let's get you guys inside." As the electronic door clicked shut behind them, Gibson turned to Jack. "Matthew sends his regards." Nelson leaned toward Lisa, a quizzical look on his face. "Matthew?" Lisa spoke quietly. "Jack's brother." The frown remained on the colonel's face. Lisa continued. "MI6 in London. Matthew arranged this." Nelson smiled slightly. "Right." They followed Gibson upstairs and into a large office, where they were greeted by an older man, again in casual wear. Gibson said, "This is Ken Lonsdale, our station chief." The man behind the desk stood up. Gibson made the introduction. "This is Jack Castle, Lisa Reynard, and Colonel Nelson." They all shook hands. "Pleasure to meet you, Jack. Your brother Matthew and I are old friends. He sends his regards, by the way." Jack smiled. "Thank you, sir. Andrew has already passed on Matthew's message. Please, call me Ken." He indicated a pair of couches facing each other. "Let's all have a seat. Anyone like anything to drink?" "You got any bourbon?" said Nelson. Lonsdale smiled. "We have indeed. Andrew, would you mind?" Gibson opened a section of wall to reveal a small bar, found the right bottle, and poured a substantial amount of the amber liquid into a crystal glass. Handing it to Nelson, he said, "Anyone else?" There were no takers. The section chief leaned back into the big leather Chesterfield. "Right, Jack, what can we do for you?"